starts at pretty early in the morning, 10 or so. Nine, and but also goes real late into the night. There's music pretty much all day long, so as far as you can hope to have. It's close to town, and KBU has been a sponsor of the Plymouth Club for many, many years. Too real happy to be part of it. Justin, I absolutely love coming out here and doing the show live from the Plymouth Club. It's pretty much a highlight of our summer every year. You know that we are here every Saturday.
You want this a little bit higher?
Say what?
You want this thing a little bit higher?
What are we gonna start with, guys?
Lord, bend to the east, bend to the west.
So you guys give me the lowdown. This is a
riff. Yes, it's probably Omni.
Yeah, it's Omni, and then maybe just kind of get up on it for your vocals a little more.
Yeah.
But not too on it. Super sensitive.
Is there somebody, listening to this? It kind of gives a little bit of a...
Yeah.
No.
I'll give you a heads up.
About the mix.
Just be a little...
Okay.
Because I'll jump on that thing. Like, not too close, but I'll come in if it's...
Like about this much.
I'm kind of guessing that.
We'll let you know if you need to adjust.
Thank you.
Everything's good over here.
Great. Thanks so much for being on Music from the True Vine. This is the longest running bluegrass show on the West Coast. It's 37 years old. And we're real happy to be part of it, and we're real happy to have you be part of this bluegrass show. So please, why don't you play a couple of
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What you got in mind, David?
Let's play a little bit of the east, bit of the west.
That sounds perfect. We're out in the
Here's
west.
Here's an old time tune. If there's anybody that started listening to this radio station about 37 years ago, you might have heard some music that sounded something like this.
Thank you.
Jason's here and everything, guys.
Play one more?
Yeah, let's do another one, David. Have you had your coffee this morning?
No, I haven't had breakfast. I haven't had coffee. I'm drinking this.
See if you can get that chicken up going.
Yerba mate.
Latte.
I can't. Those are words that I've never seen in my life, but I've got something to drink. Something refreshing, and they say it's stimulating at the same time.
Play I've Always Been a Rambler.
All right.
We rambled out here. Why don't you guys introduce the band and tell us a little bit about Bastard's Children. Thanks a whole lot. So, over here playing the fiddle, we're trying to get him woken up. His name is David Bass. He's drinking his tea now. I don't know if he's got enough caffeine in it or not. Right now, he's going to do The Prettiest Little Gal in the County, the song, that is, I'm saying. So, we're hopefully got that all together. It's an old piece that comes from Gid Tanner and his skillet liquors. Prettiest Little Gal in the County, oh. David's going to play that. We got Bradley Adams over here on the back line house bass. He's real proud of and giddy about. Isaac Deal from down in Georgia, direct product of Georgia public education over here, playing guitar and singing a lot of good high stuff. And my name's Frank Lee, playing the banjo, holding the banjo this morning. Play that Prettiest Little Gal in the County. Over here in Oregon, though, now I'm telling you the truth.
Hey, I want to let you guys know that we just got a call into the studio from Durham, North Carolina.
New Hampshire.
Pardon?
New Hampshire.
Excuse me, Durham, New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
And they said they're having a wonderful time. So, we are broadcasting live on the web all the time. Maybe you can stream, and you're streaming on the interweb.
Oh, cool, cool.
And if you're listening, you sound pitchy.
Durham, North Carolina. I live in Durham, North Carolina.
I used to live near there.
But I don't know, you said Durham. New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking.
I don't know anybody that lives in New Hampshire. At least not right now.
Frank, I want to just once again say thanks so much to the Great Hoppers for being on our show.
We're so happy to be out here.
It's really an honor come true for us. Nelson and I were really influenced by you guys when you were first getting involved in old-time music, and it's just a real treat for us to have you here. We've been looking forward to it.
Riley and I are the same way. We're both very much products of the Freight Hoppers. We saw those guys a million, well... When they were first working around, yeah, twice, and it really changed our lives as well as far as old-time music. So it's a pretty big treat for Bradley and I to be up here playing along with Frank and David.
It's a real treat for us to have you all here. So play some more tunes for us. We'd love to hear you guys play. And you guys are live from the Pickathon. Come on out to the Pickathon. All the info is pickathon.com. Great festival.
Wave Cackling Hen, we'll do that.
Cackling Hen?
Sure.
All right. How about a boring tune like at Sally Ann or something?
Whatever, buddy. That sounds good to me.
Now I haven't had any breakfast yet. I didn't even sleep last night at all. The night before. I didn't get any sleep. Last night we got 8 hours. So
we realized we'd been up for about 26 hours by the time we laid down.
So here we can play a pretty good square dance number, clog something to clog to, but I'm going to do this old tune called Sally Ann, and this is a version that comes from Joe Birchfield from Roan Mountain, Tennessee, Eastern Tennessee.
Singing something in this key though.
G.
Yeah. I changed keys, huh?
I ain't not working. You see something,
C? I'm going to C.
Alright.
Let's do that old 4 cent cotton.
That's what I was thinking.
Down, way down southeast, back where most of us guys are from. There was a time back when price of cotton fell down to 40 cents a pound. It kept going lower and lower. It got down to 4 cents a pound.
Well,
people realized.
Back in the 1920s, yeah, 4 cents a pound. They couldn't make any money selling it at 4 cents a pound, so
they started making liquor with it, basically.
Well, they switched their fields to growing corn, and they could get $10 a can for the corn that they were growing.
They took it to Atlanta and Knoxville and sold it on the street, and they'd call it 4 cent cotton, because that's what forced them into that illegal trade. This is on one of our CDs, our first one actually, on Rounder.
I have a theory that back then in the 20s that the farm bill that they passed, the prohibition, was a really real brilliant idea that Congress came up with, is that they would help the farmers out by passing that prohibition. That really jacked up the price of the corn and made it so that people can, you know, make a living down in Georgia.
Four-seat cotton day, four-seat cotton. Well, now time to spend, time to run. been drinking that Boston cotton. Hey, hey, Boston cotton. Hey, hey, Boston cotton.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Woo-hoo. Much. All right.
A little sip.
We've got folks, once again, we are live from the Pickathon. That's pickathon.com. Just come on out and have fun all weekend. This
Please come join us.
One more short song, and then we're going to go live to the main stage for an hour of Larry Gillis. Can you guys
talk? Absolutely.
Sure,
thank
sure.
you so much. Thank, for thank
thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You guys are great.
This is just really a dream come true for us, so I'm tickled to death to have you here.
Let's play that love song about the chickens. Is that our...
Yeah.
This is not vulgar, believe me. It's just a chicken song. It's called The Old Hen Cackled and the Rooster's Gonna Crow. It's what...
I will say we're fairly tickled, too, to be out here. Thank you very much.
I couldn't
much.
Get any more tickled.
Very
public.
Hospitable to us since the moment we arrived out here. So thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Pickathon.
This is... good love song called The Old Hen Cackled.
I love chicken.
Chicken ain't bad. Thank you.
Appreciate it.